Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, providing independent commodity and financial analysis to clients throughout the United States. Risk Management Commodities Incorporated has offices located in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 32 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. And time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Midwest Direct hog prices are called mostly steady overall today amid expectations of mixed buying interest. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $33 to $38. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $33.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, December 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,122 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43.75 to $55. The weighted average was $52.22, a gain of 33 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.62 to $43. The weighted average was $40.58. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $23,065. The base price range was $43 to $57, the weighted average $54.38, a gain of 85 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.44 to $42.75, and the weighted average was $40.92. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we're getting a break in the action in the Midwest Corn Belt and the Southern Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt after the ice storm, which has affected a large portion of Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, on into western and northern Missouri and Iowa, southern and eastern Iowa, northern and west central Illinois, and so on. So precipitation tapering off, a quiet day, a generally cloudy day, a cold day, at least across the Midwest Corn Belt. And we have a couple more weather systems that are going to be affecting the region here as we go through the next week or so. We have a low pressure system that's going to be coming up tonight, up through the Ohio Valley, and that's going to bring more rain and recharging soil moisture to the Ohio Valley, including southern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Now, to the north, there will be a little bit of light snow on the northern fringe of that, and that will affect east central Illinois and also northern Indiana. Mixed bag in between, of course. North of there, nothing from this system. Then we get another one that's going to develop in Colorado, bring more moisture to the hard red winter wheat belt as we go into Saturday. And some heavy precipitation is possible in Texas and Oklahoma, and a lot of it rain, but it could be snow, changing to snow in the Texas Panhandle into Oklahoma and Kansas. And then that storm system will probably ride into the Ohio Valley and bring some rain into the Ohio River Valley with some snow just to the northwest of there. And we'll probably pick up some snow across much of Illinois and Indiana, except for the far southern areas where it'll be rain. Northern and west central Ohio could get some actually locally heavy snow as we go through Saturday. And it'll be, of course, cold with that. And then we have some quiet weather for several days. Temperatures cool to start next week and then maybe moderating a little bit next week. But we are in a rather active weather pattern and we see no real change in that. We may just get a little longer break than we've had of late early next week. So that's a pretty good look at what's going on in the U.S. As far as the South American areas, they're still much the same concern with dryness in Argentina. And many of the Argentinian fields are going to stay dry for at least another week and probably longer, at least in the southern portions of the Argentinian belt. And there will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in portions of Argentina later this week. So a few fields a little bit farther north could get some beneficial rains. That would include Santiago, Santiago del Estero, maybe northern Cordoba and northern Santa Fe. But as you go farther south, the drier it'll be. So La Pampa, much of Buenos Aires, and some southern portions of Cordoba and Santa Fe are remaining dry, and that is an issue. And as far as Brazil is concerned, generally dry weather is expected to continue in southern Brazil. That would include Rio Grande do Sul. That's the state that's going to be most affected by dryness. It does look like more scattered showers and thunderstorms will be working into the central sections of Brazil. That would include Paraná, Sao Paulo, Mato Grosso do Sul. Even now, southern portions of Mato Grosso, southern Goiás and southern Minas Gerais could pick up some decent rainfall late in the weekend and early next week. As you go farther northeast into Bahia, the rain chances are not nil, but a little bit less. So the situation is pretty similar to what we've been talking about. The concern for dryness is most prevalent in southern Argentina. Still dry pockets for northern Argentina and far southern Brazil, and a little bit dry in northeastern Brazil as well, with the best rains in the middle of the Brazilian bean belt. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 950 and a quarter, down 1.5. Last trade down 3.75. Make that 4.75. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 885.5, down 8.5. Last trade down 6.5. July opened at 805, down 1. Last trade up 2.75. December corn opened at 404.75, down 1.75. Last trade down 3.5. March 421.75, down 2.25. Last trade down 3. July 440, down 1. Last trade down 2. December of your next harvest, 440.5, down 1.75. Last trade down 1.5. January beans open at 1131.25, down 4.25. Last trade down 4.5. March 1146, down 8.5. Last trade down 5.5. July 1157.5, down 9. Last trade down 5. January soybean meal opened at 316.50, down 170. Last trade down 220. January soybean oil opened at 45.80, down 12. Last trade down 17. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
Everything I see this morning suggests some light profit taking maybe in the cards.
That's the early calls. This thing has been so volatile, and there is no real news out today. It's really quiet. However, all the outside markets are supportive. Crude oil's higher again this morning. The dollar's lower. And metals are higher. So sounds like a familiar scenario.
Well, I guess the question is, with prices at such lofty levels in wheat, and, of course, we had new contract highs again this week in soybeans, what's in the marketplace to feed the bull between now and the January reports?
Funds. Just... the general philosophy of this grain market right now, and it has been for a month or so, is either be long or be wrong. And the funds have got a lot of money to continually push at this market. And there doesn't seem like they have any shortage yet. So as long as they have a supply of money and the markets keep working in their favor, there's still room for the upside on this thing.
Yesterday, the Federal Reserve lowered its prime interest rate by 25 basis points, and really didn't have very much impact on the U.S. dollar at all. The 23 November all-time low, bottom still intact. If it had any impact, it appeared to have it in the Dow and the S&P 500.
Yeah, that is true. But I see here this morning the Dow's up a little over 200 points again. So it's gaining back again this morning, somewhat of a correction. That 0.25%, I think initially yesterday they were hoping for 0.5%. Ultimately, this 0.25% and continued pressure on there should keep the dollar from rallying significantly, and that should support the ag complex.
So what should producers be doing with prices where they are?
From a risk management point of view, these are prices we've never seen before, and you are so profitable. Can they go higher? You bet they can. And a couple of traders that I've known for 25 years told me there's a $2, perhaps even a $3 move in beans coming. But the problem is they don't know which way. So, you know, that's a lot of risk. And, you know, at the profitability here, it doesn't hurt to be sold on some whatever percentage you are comfortable with. Definitely get some of your costs covered for the 08 crop out here with $4 corn and $10 beans being offered.
Some options at this point might not be a bad idea either.
Options, if you are so inclined, they're very expensive, but if whatever move you make, you know you can protect the upside, and if you don't do anything, you can also protect the downside. And I know those are a broad statement and sound a little simplistic, but in this type of environment, that's about the only way you can approach it.
All right then, Steve, let's get the particulars on the call then.
Okay, even with the outside market stronger, they're going to kind of follow the overnight to begin with. That would be beans down 3 to 6. Corn down 2 to 4, and wheat probably will be steady.
Thank you much, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.